and almost already had. He raised his right arm, pink and smooth and perfectly naked, so he could look down at his right hip. This was where the brown bitch had shot him, and although Mordred had grown considerably since then, had doubled both in length and weight, the wound remained open, seeping blood and some custardy stuff, dark yellow and stinking. He thought that this wound in his human body would never heal, no more than his other body would ever be able to grow back the leg the bitch had shot off. And had she not stumbled, he had no doubt of it. The shot would have taken his head off instead of his leg, and then the game would have been over, because there was a harsh, croaking buzz. He looked into the monitor that showed the other side of the main entry and saw the domestic robot standing there with a sack in one hand. The sack was twitching, and the black-haired, clumsily diapered baby sitting at the banks of monitors immediately began to salivate. He reached out one endearingly pudgy hand and punched a series of buttons. The security room's curved outer door slid open, and Nigel stepped into the vestibule, which was built like an airlock. Mordred went immediately onto the buttons that would open the inner door in response to the sequence 25413121. But his motor control was still almost non-existent, and he was rewarded by another harsh buzz and an infuriating female voice, infuriating because it reminded him of the brown bitch's voice, which said, "You have entered the wrong security code for this door. You may retry once within the next 10 seconds. 10, 9. Mordred would have said, "Fuck you," if he'd been capable of speech, but he wasn't. The best he could do was a babble of baby talk that undoubtedly would have caused Mia to crow with a mother's pride. Now he didn't bother with the buttons. He wanted what the robot had in the bag too badly.